In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Excuses. That's all they are. Officer, I didn't mean to speed, but my speedometer isn't working right. Really? The officer is not buying that excuse. Teacher, I would have done my homework, but my dog ate it this morning just before breakfast. It's true. Teacher's not buying that excuse. Boss, I didn't plan on being late to work, but the volume on my alarm clock malfunctioned this morning. Really? The boss is not buying that excuse. Excuses. That's all they are. Did you hear the excuses this morning in the parable that Jesus tells in the gospel? And what did you think of them? Do you remember what happened? There was a master who gave a banquet in a village, and he sent out the invitations. Now, back then, it was customary to send out two invitations. The first invitation goes out to the invited list so that the master can find out how many people are coming in order for him to prepare the proper amount of food. And back then, if you say yes to the first invitation, it's a firm commitment. You're going. You're expected to attend. And then the second invitation goes out to all those people who said, yes, we're coming, to tell them that the meal is now ready. Stop everything. It's time to eat. Well, do you remember the excuses in the parable? What did you think of them? I mean, after the host says, second invitation, come, everything is now ready. Those excuses started rolling in from people whom already committed to attend the banquet. Recall what the first man said? The first said, hey, I bought a field, and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused. I mean, do you buy this excuse? Remember, this man has already committed to attending the banquet, but this is his excuse when the call goes out that it's time to eat. I would love to come, but I have a piece of land that I have to go and see. I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. I mean, back then, like today, no one would buy a piece of land without seeing it first. It's probably a lie. He doesn't seem honest. But even if that was true, why would you see the land at the exact time when you already have a prior commitment to a banquet? It's just an excuse. The master knows it. He doesn't buy it. And the invited guest shows that the banquet is not very important to him. Well, the second excuse isn't really much better. I mean, what do you think of it? Second person, who's already committed to the banquet, says, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to examine them. Please have me excused. Really? Do you buy this excuse? Again, another apparent lie. Back then, no one would buy 5 yoke of oxen without testing them out on a small field. I mean, no one would buy oxen and then examine them later to see if it was a good purchase. It makes no sense. But even if it was true, why would you examine the oxen at the exact same time of a meal that you have already committed to? It's just an excuse. And the master knows it, and he doesn't buy it. the invited guest here shows that the banquet is not very important to him. Well, the third person's excuse is, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. But do you buy this excuse? Notice, he's the one who doesn't even ask to be excused. Remember, he had already made the commitment to attend the banquet. You know, at most, he'd be at the banquet for a few hours in the afternoon. That's it. But it's just an excuse. The master doesn't buy his excuse. This invited guest also shows the master's banquet is not very important to him. They all show that. Jesus is the master in the parable. He invites to the banquet many people. And yet those excuses that he has heard, they're not all that different from the excuses that he hears today. When the Master Jesus invites people to come to his own church, how many times does he hear, I cannot come. Please have me excused. I have already plans to go boating, golfing, or fishing, or sleeping in, reading the newspaper, picnicking, camping, spending time with the family, being with my friends, you name it. Please have me excused. But the Lord God, and this is the truth, is that he does not buy any excuse in making anything, good as certain activities may even be, more important than him. Nothing is to be more important than him. And what about us who do go to church? What about when we refuse to forgive those who have harmed us, and then we make the excuse, that person doesn't deserve my forgiveness. No way. What about when we speak hurtful words behind someone's back, damaging their reputation, and we make the excuse, I just spoke the truth, that's all. What about when we fail to pray for our enemies and then we make the excuse, you know, when you think about what they did, they haven't deserved or earned my prayers. Forget it. Those are the excuses we come up with. But the Lord God does not buy those excuses. Nothing is more important than the Lord God and his ways and his word. What did the master in the parable do? He was angry, really angry. And he said, none of those excuse makers shall taste his banquet. The Lord Jesus cannot be fooled. Contemplate. What excuses have you made and you used against the Lord, your master, which only show that he is not as important as he should be in your life? For you and me, what is it? Acknowledge the excuses. Repent. Do you realize something about your master and his banquet? Now, although he is just and he is fair, one thing that's apparent in the parable is he's also incredibly gracious. He is merciful. How? Well, look at what the master does after he hears the excuses. He does not cancel the banquet. He could have, but he doesn't. Instead, he sends his servant to invite the poor, the crippled, the blind, the lame. And when there was still lots of room, the servant goes out to the highways and hedges and compels people to come in. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is your master. and you are invited anew to the banquet of your master. The banquet is for you, and believe it or not, this is true, it's for those who have made excuses and who know it and who regret it. The banquet is for you and me. This is how it's for you and me. The master of the banquet gives his life on a tree outside Jerusalem for you. He gives his life for all those excuses, the failures, the downplaying of how important the Lord is and how important his word is, all of it. The master of the banquet, he rises victoriously on the third day for you. And the master of the banquet ascends into heaven for you. He does all this for you. Why? So that he can invite you anew to attend his banquet. Think of this. Today, right now, at his banquet, he feeds you, he's baptized, with his holy word. What words does he feed you with? He feeds you with, I forgive you. I forgive you your sins. Your excuses, they're not held against you anymore. You're free. He also feeds you at his banquet with the promise, I give you life now. Life that will never end. You too will be raised from the dead on the last day. And he feeds you at his banquet with his word, not only here weekly in the divine service, but also at home when you open up the word so that you could have strength to go on in this weary world. And today, at his banquet right here, he feeds you with his holy meal, his body and blood in the sacrament. He offers you strength for your body and your soul. It is a meal for the broken, the hurting, the downcast, the fallen who know it. For you, for me, it is a meal. That is amazing. See, this is what's important. The banquet of the Master Jesus, that's important. And at his banquet, he feeds you with his word and sacrament now. That's important. And this is what is always important for your life now while you wait for the eternal banquet that is still to come. For now, as we wait, we don't want to act like the excuse makers in the parable. Instead, it's from his banquet that we see who is really important. The Master, the Lord Jesus. And it's from his banquet we see what is really important. His word and its sacrament. And it's from his banquet that you see that you are incredibly important to him. Absolutely. Friends in Jesus, live from his banquet. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.